When you think of a fort from the 1800s, you probably envision high wooden walls with watchtowers. This fort didn't have them, but in retrospect, it sure would have been nice if they did. The story of surviving the attack is today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
As Lenny Krueger explains, there were several reasons a fort was needed in what is today southeastern North Dakota in the mid-1800s.
The fort here was established in 1858 by John Joseph Abercrombie. The reason the fort is built is to protect the steamboat traffic on the Red River that flows north, protect the wagon trains headed west, and to train soldiers for the Civil War or the Indian Wars.
Fort Abercrombie really didn't look the way most of us would picture a fort, and that fact turned out to be a liability.
They only had five buildings in 1860. They never thought they were going to have any problems with the Indians, so they didn't put up any protection. They heard about this U.S.-Dakota War in southern Minnesota. They never thought it was going to happen here.
When conflicts came to the northern prairies, Fort Abercrombie's defenders had to make do with what they had in order to simply defend their position.
There were three battles with the Dakota Indians, the Eastern Dakota Santee Indians. Three battles on September 3rd, the 6th, and the 26th of 1862. Five buildings in the middle. No walls for protection, no blockhouses.
The residents of the fort would have been defeated if not for one piece of equipment that proved critical in maintaining control of the ground.
They had three mountain howitzer cannons, and they were German soldiers fresh off the boat from Germany. They had fought in the Prussian army, and they knew how to run the cannons. That's the only thing that saved this place. And then they were under siege for 6 weeks. Nobody in, nobody out.
The conflict at this fort was part of a much larger story taking place in the upper Midwest. That's next time as we travel the countryside at Fort Abercrombie, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.